Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Now we're going to get to go into a time that we call our Go Time, which stands for our Global Outreach Time. And what that means is that we can, y'all can have a seat, my bad, I forgot to sit y'all down. What that means is that we get to highlight each and every week the things that we're doing as a community of believers. So I'm going to invite Jen and Eva up to come hang out with me, and we're going to get to highlight our community group missions that we get to do. So y'all got to experience two separate events that y'all got to do with your community group, right? Where you got to come out to Timber Ridge Townhomes, right, in the Spotsylvania area, and you got to serve at some Apartment Life events that we got. So we're going to get to highlight that event and then also some of the other ways that you can get involved. So I got three questions for each of y'all. Is that the first one is pretty simple. John, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us what you did? What did you do? Like, what was the event that you came and helped out with?
Sure. Our community group was helping with some Christmas events at Apartment Life. So the first one that we did was wrapping some Christmas presents. So a few of us showed up just to wrap some presents for the community so that they had what they needed for Christmas Day. And then the second event was a Christmas party, which was a lot of fun, where we decorated cookies and gave out gifts and hot chocolate and took photos at a photo booth. They watched a Christmas movie, and we gave out pizza because, you know, everybody needs good food. So it was a really great event, I thought. We had a great time.
Awesome. That's awesome. So a Christmas party. That was all amazing. What about you, Eva? What event did you participate in?
Nate and Marissa and Julian Franklin, we all did the Thanksgiving event. So we served Thanksgiving dinner to everyone, which was really fun. There was also a photo booth, which was super cool. And towards the end, actually, we kind of had like a little dance party with the kids. So that was awesome.
That's awesome. So, Eva, what was your favorite thing about coming out and serving at the event?
Oh, gosh. My favorite thing? It was probably just how much fun I had. Truly, I didn't think I would have so much fun serving Thanksgiving meal, but I met so many new people, and I love talking to new people, so that was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jen, what about you? What was your favorite thing?
Okay, this is going to sound a little bit funny, but I really enjoyed giving other people's children sugar because I was at the cookie decorating station, and we had a blast, and it was like, yeah, add whatever you want. That's fine. Go. Okay, have it. Because they weren't my kids. So
yeah, you could
like,
just send it. You could just send it back home.
Yeah, and we had a great time decorating together.
For
yeah.
future people that live there.
Exactly.
To
you're like,
yeah,
be
exactly, exactly.
They actually were very well behaved because they were still with us afterwards.
They
did a great
when they went back
job.
Home. Yeah, exactly. You know. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, last question, Jen. I'll start with you. So we have our church community here, and we have our community groups. Like we said, we are a church that does not do community groups. We are a church that is community groups. So when people get involved in a community group, in your opinion, why should people serve within their community groups like you did this past couple of events?
One of the things I love about community groups and service events is that there's such a variety of them. We have so many different opportunities to serve. I loved serving with our community group at this Christmas party. I think something kind of supernatural happens when you serve with a group of people in the name of Jesus. And so I think it bonds you in a different way that you don't always get other places. And I think that the community kind of really benefited from us being there. And it was really nice to be hands and feet of Jesus and love together, love people together during that event. It was a blast.
Eva, same question. Why should people, when they're in their community group, go out and do service things like this with their community group?
Yeah. Well, number one, I think everyone should join a community group because it's a really awesome way to just get together with a group of people who love Jesus and will encourage you and uplift you in any kind of situation. But also being able to serve with your community group is amazing because, again, you're serving with a group of people who love Jesus. And Jesus calls us to serve just as he served us. And so we want to be more like Jesus and serve.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I hope you heard two things there. And then I'll get to tell you two things. One is that we serve our community as a church. But the second thing is that we really live up to the fact that we are not a church that has community groups. We are a church of community groups. And that is the main heart and soul of how we serve our community, is through our community groups. And then two things for you to know, for you to get involved in, is that when you get plugged into a community group, every single community group is going to have a missions leader. And that missions leader is in the process of adopting a single focus for your community group to get involved in, so that you can make the kingdom investment, take the time to focus on one aspect of our community that your community group can grow into. So if you're not plugged into a community group, this is a fantastic way to get in a community group and also get serving. So that's our go time today. And can I pray for all our community groups as we serve our community through them? Let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.